Co che lo torio che ha voltato tonna al tuo no alla carta te co sunne ha to con ne che hai da e da cosa la ne ha to tacni al ta halfia e ta ta co lo cortalo co selani ha to ha to sei co lo cortalo che ha voltato tonna ก็ตัดคนขาดด้วยคนโตติดลัดทอนโตติดลัดทอนนี่จักก็นอตสันตโนโฮดอสก็สลานิฮะปักะปักะตะขัดปักะหน้าตอนหน้ากันก็อีกนอตสิโซคันโตติลกอกบูทายอนอกก็ยุติตอติงกะฮัตกอกติงยุติตอติงกะฮัตกอกติงยุติตอยูนอยู่ที่เราคนเดียวที่คนเกิดเกิดนั่นคนเดียวขันหอกติดตาที่เราอยู่ตัวก็ตาตัวนี่ก็ตาชาติหนึ่งวิธีก็คดีสั้นอยู่ที่ที่หอกใครได้ขวัญเนี่ยได้จากตัวตัวก็จะนั่นตัวตัวตัวคนเดียวที่คนเกิดนั่นคนเดียวขันเดียวนู่นยูก็You got not had that. Kata, but on your tilts, kata kokkei lak adit sik. You got ten day relag at it. Yid at it, at sus. But on your tilts, kei lak adit sik. So ha, at you know, all day, no hot il tan. Got you come, got no hot il tan. So kata, kata kok at you. Tel baka engil ko korelai akoi git intal tito hat nitlo nitlo tita kata ko hat nital kata oto na ha no hat ko hat tri ita sa teo kata tiket sa kala tahit sa so hat ito tat le to no hat kata ko no na to to ko to tita to ko no ko to tita to ni tanti come comitè con
attaccati. And now you're going to tell us the English translation of the story about the woman and the wolf?
Yes.
And you said this is about...
My grandmother.
And what was her name?
Natokatno.
And where was she from?
Well, see, at that time she lived over there in Tarakaga. It's on the Kaga River.
Okay. Can we hear the story in English, sir?
English? You know, quite a while ago, well, it's not too long ago, I would say. At that time, I don't think they had a guns yet. And this old lady and her husband, they stayed over that Alakagat. And this old man went out. Him and this other fellow, my uncle, old man Grant, they were raising. They went out to get some wood. At them days, you know, they never had dogs. I think they only had one dog with them at that time. They have this little sleigh they make. They pull it, you know. That's how they get their wood. They were out there cutting wood. All of a sudden they heard this old lady holler. So the old man dropped everything and started running out. And this kid that was with him followed him. When he got to the cache, that's where they have their bow and arrow or a spear. He grabbed that and he went to the bank and he saw his wife coming round a point not very far from their home. You know, some days, they're kind of on alert all the time because because there's always war or something like that, you know. So they kind of, they watch all the time for anything like that. Oh, she, when she got to the bank, he asked his wife what was wrong. And he, she said that Wolf was chasing her. So this old lady had rabbit snares down the kind of river. You know, she have a fence for these snares. Maybe 4 or 5 places like that. She, when she gets rabbit, she come out and put it on the trail, so she pick it up, come on back. And she caught some ptarmigans and things like that too, those kind of rabbits. When she got to the end, she seen this 5 wolves coming. So she started run home. She had a rabbit or two, I guess. Every time the wolves come close, she drop one. Then the wolf will just get there, you know, and tear it apart and then start after her again. So when they're catching her up, she drop another one. She pick up this rabbit that she put on her trail all the way up. But close to this point, below their camp, she ran out of rabbits or a ptarmigan. So she dropped her mitts, one side of her mitts. By that time after that she hollered. That's when her husband heard her. And when they got back to the, when that night, they only had one dog. I guess they got some kind of a shack there. I don't know what you call it. The Indian name is, it's made out of brush, willows, and things with a birch bark top, and there's a hole on top where the smoke would come up, go out. He had one dog tied there. That evening, they heard this dog holler just once. Next morning they got up, the stoke was gone. They see wolf tracks there. So this old man followed them up the river. They see where they tore the stoke up. And so he had one wolf trap. I don't know where he got it from. He said it there. He caught one wolf. So that next morning he caught one wolf, he came back there. Probably he had 3 or 4 brothers, this old man. They live back from the river, where there's a lake, there's some blackfish. They catch them with a little fish trap. Well, he told this young fellow, he said, go to your uncle, he said, to the first camp, he said, give them this trap until they set it where they got their fish trap. So he went back and he told his uncle, he said, Grandpa sent this trap to you. He said, this wolf chased my grandma home yesterday. And Grandpa caught one. So he set a trap there. Sure enough, they come around where this blackfish, where they trapped this blackfish with a fish trap. Next day, he caught one there. And they keep sending this trap into the next camp. So that way they all caught 5 of them. At the last camp, this one old fella, he made some kind of a little potlatch. And this old man that raised this young fella, he asked this old man to name this young fella. He got a little piece of meat and he handed it to this boy. He said, with this meat, we'll call you Hanahudatnik. What's his name ever since? His Spaniard name.